Chinese New Year, everyone! 开元新春四重礼，瓜分十万现金的活动已经正式开始了。1月29日起到2月19日，购买或者续费开元会员，100%会得到最高200元的现金红包，同时还可以参与瓜分10万元现金大奖，成为开元锦鲤。另外，新老会员还可以参与新年意志力挑战活动，打卡300天全额返一年学费，大家快到我们的公众号上参与吧，公众号就是开元英语。
欢迎大家又来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 It's me Spencer
大家好我是 Jenny 那有一段时间没有跟 Spencer 一起做节目了但是新年期间嘛、我们两个就在一起想祝大家 Happy New Year
Yeah that's right guys 新年快乐
那 Spencer 你应该也了解啊春节的时候呢、我们有很多的单身朋友在中国压力就非常大
Yeah because they go home and their parents say Why aren't you married yet
Yeah, not only your parents, but also your uncles and aunties.
Yeah, how could I forget? The whole family.
The whole family, the whole gang, 七大姑八大姨。
是啊，是啊。
但这个压力也不是在中国独有的。我发现其实美国人多多少少也会, you know, face similar kinds of pressure a
little
bit.
I think, 美国的, you know, the 压力没那么大, but, we still have it a little bit.
对所以今天呢我跟 Spencer 在这个潘吉Jenny告诉你的新春特辑里面就要聊一聊、老外会相亲吗然后会、会不会面临这种结婚就被逼婚的压力啊、那今天的节目我觉得是留言讨论非常精彩的一集所以我们很想听到你的声音你在这个春节有没有被逼着去相亲或者是很开心的带着自己的另一半儿回家啊、都欢迎你在留言里面告诉我们
Yeah we'd love to know
对就请大家关注我们的公众号开言英语参与讨论、好那 Spencer 我们 first thing first 还是教教大家相亲英语怎么说吧
Well it's kind of like matchmaking
Matchmaking
Yeah yeah
Match 就是那个配对配成一对是吧
Yeah but you have like good matches and bad matches
这倒是就是两个人如果很般配我们可以说、Oh, there's such a good or such a great match.
没错 Yeah, that's right.
但是有些人 they totally don't match, so they're a bad match.
Yeah, yeah, and in which case they would make a horrible couple.
对但是 before you become a good or a bad match, someone might have to do matchmaking for you.
Yeah, that's right. So they will basically set you up.Try to set you up on a date, maybe.
对，其实相亲或者介绍别人认识，在英文里面有一系列的语言可以描述啊。我们前面看的这个 matchmaking, 它是一个名词，一个动名词。It describes the act of basically, yeah, setting people up or introducing to people.
Yeah,
right?
that's right.
那 matchmaking, 因为中文里面说相亲，我们感觉就是你是以可能结婚的这个前提，这个目的去认识那个人。通常是你的长辈。Maybe your uncles and aunties,or your, even your parents.
Yeah.
他们会让你去相亲，就年轻人自己去认识的。I don't know, 相亲 is not as fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I usually like to kind of find my own, you know, soulmate.
是要找自己的灵魂伴侣。那我是想问你说在英语里面说 matchmaking 是不是也像就是中文相亲就比较 old-fashioned?
I can't say it's totally old-fashioned because your friend can play matchmaker.
哦、oh, 这倒是就是你的朋友也可以给你们做媒或者就介绍你们 and that's called to play matchmaker.
Yeah, so, you know, 并不一定你的, you know, 在英语里你的家人要作为什么 matchmaker. Like, you can, your friend could be a matchmaker or maybe even a co-worker could be a matchmaker.
对,同事。还有一个职业, it's also a profession, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
因为以前我看过一个美国的真人秀叫 Million Dollar Matchmaker, 就那个女的她这个媒人就是给你介绍很有钱的。
Yeah, that sounds like a great job. Where do I sign?
不像一个我觉得这听起来不是一个特别好的事情吧好 OK 那我们再回到你前面说的词 To set someone up
Yeah so to set someone up Also like I just said a minute ago To play matchmaker
这意思是一样
Yeah yeah so if you set You can set someone up on a date
OK、就是介绍他们认识、然后他们去约会
That's right
我觉得有些人就是会很 They're very kind of avid matchmakers、mm-hmm. 很喜欢 set people up
Yeah
很爱做媒
but they still can't figure out their own messy love life
你觉得是这样的吗 So in your experience
I'm just kidding Sometimes it's like that Sometimes no 、
So if you set someone up、
mm.
你是可以 set A up with B、
mm-hmm.
Or 你可以 set A and B up、
mm-hmm.
是吧
Yeah, maybe A with B and C
哦你这让我想到了 No, double date
Yeah, yeah, so double date、would beYou know, two couples going out together.
对、
A lot of the time, a double date will be with one couple who is already together, mm-hmm. and then they introduce the new couple to each other.
对 they're trying to set up this new couple,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I love double dates. It's so fun.
Really? I've had good ones and...
Horrible ones.
I would say, yeah, actually, long time ago, high school, I've had some pretty horrible ones.
哎呦，你们高中好精彩！我们高中都在读书，要准备高考，你们在那儿 matchmaking。好，前面我们讲到 double date， 但是呢，如果是那种 set up matchmaking 的那个情形，比如 if you've never met that person before,、
mm.
right? It's the first time you're meeting them.、
Mm.
这个时候，这样的一个约会就叫做
blind date.
It's a blind date.、
Mm.
因为 blind 意思就是。看不见
yeah,
对吗
盲
对盲眼或者盲人、mm. 那 a blind date 顾名思义就是你之前没有见过这个人、
mm, That's、mm. right, that's right、Maybe you've seen their picture or something like that、the old school blind date、
mm. is,
Because, you know, back then there were no apps There were no
filters, yeah, 没有滤镜
Just no nothing So you might go out on a date with someone you have no idea what they look like
你是说 back in the old days 连照片都没有的那个
Well, I mean, you know, not everyone had a picture handy back then. But yeah,、so blind date originally meant you don't even know what they look like.
但我觉得现在也 it's somewhat like that,、
mm.
因为你看到的照片就是滤镜就可能跟真人也不太一样是吧
yeah, yeah, this is true, it's true.
好我们前面讲了很多跟 date 啊跟约会有关的这个短语、
mm.
但英文里面 dating, date 这个呢其实就可以涵盖大的谈恋爱这件事情。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, dating, you can use this to describe,、you know, your relationship with your boyfriend.I've been with him 6 months. We've been dating for 6 months.
对，就是dating itself 这个词就是谈恋爱的意思吧？
嗯，
是吗？
嗯、差不多。
嗯嗯、但美国人说的这个 dating 呢，也挺搞的，因为它可以是说就是不太怎么说，比较初期的恋爱阶段，
嗯嗯 嗯, 嗯, 嗯，
或者你可以跟不同的人 go on dates.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. For example, 你可以说 you're dating around.
Oh, dating around, 就各种各样的人就都 date 一遍。
Yeah, yeah, so maybe you're kind of seeing a few different people,、
mm.
you know, it's still the, you know, the early stage, 还是, you know, 那个早期, it's a kind of...
所以在你们的概念里面, if someone dates around,、
mm-hmm.
就不一定是个坏事儿,就是说他是一个 player, 很花心那种。
Yeah, not necessarily.
不一定是坏的。
对对对, but like if you have...You know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you're still dating around, then
that's a problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
但你刚刚说 if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend,、
mm-hmm.
那个就是两个人很就比较 committed,、
mm-hmm.
严肃认真，
mm-hmm.
然后、one on one 的 relationship,、
yeah.
就是你不能再去 date around,、
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. That's、right.
好，那 date 呢？它还有一个是名词的意思，就是约会。
Mm-hmm.
比如说你要约一个女生出去
，Yeah. So you could.Ask someone out on a date, or just ask someone out.
对 ask someone out 是最口语的说法啊。但是你真的在跟别人那女生说的时候 would you say I'd like to ask you out? 不会吧
No, maybe if this were the 1950s.
那真正跟那个约会对象要约他出去的时候 what kind of language would you use?
Well, closest、to saying, you know, like 最接近的那个 you know, 说法 maybe you could say something like, hey, would you like to go out sometime?
哦、就是要不要一起出去就约人的时候你就直接说 Would you like to go out 就好了
Or how about we go out sometime You know、But other than that You know Usually might say something like Hey how about we go see a movie Or you want to grab a cup of coffee
or... 就 the actual activity
Exactly
好、Spencer 如果你不介意我问你一点 private 私人的问题哈
好、
Have you tried online datingOr app dating nowadays?
Not really. I had a brief experience with that a few years ago. Yeah, but other than that, no, not really.
就你 online dating 的那个 was it a good or bad experience?
I don't know. I think it's a little superficial.
哦、你觉得就是很
swipe left or swipe right?
你说听的是吧？就是只就就看个照片然后
No, I don't know. I mean, it's, we live in a busy world, so I think it can be useful. But, not
your cup of tea, really.
不是我的菜。
You'd like to spend the time to really get to know that person.
Yeah, and I'm more old-fashioned, I guess. I kind of like...meeting someone first somewhere, somehow, and then maybe going out with them.
你说你比较 old-fashioned,、mm-hmm. 就是还是比较老派比较传统。
是、啊。
那你是那就你家庭会不会就是催婚啊、give you pressure, to pressure you to get married, 然后比如 Christmas 回家的时候也会有就参加很多相亲的局 matchmaking?、
I don't think I've really ever had...any family member ask me when you're going to get married or how about you get married because I don't know I've never really had a trouble with the ladies so
哎呦你好 smug 呀好自大我一直不缺女朋友是吗
No, I've never had that problem
没有而且我觉得你还很年轻啊 You just turned 30, right?
I'm 31
那就对啊才31岁30出头不用急啊
我也觉得
对后来我发现其实这种可能对家庭的渴望啊尤其结婚的压力 It's universal 就是全世界大家都会有只是那个 degree The extent 程度不太一样像美国比如像现在加拿大我身边我认识的一些可能30多岁的女生我觉得她们自己会有一些焦虑20多岁的就觉得很年轻、对就不会不像Now thinking back when I was in my not even late 20s in my mid 20s I was like so anxious 特别焦虑因为那时候我还没结婚还没有 dating 还没有谈恋爱
还早着呢我觉得
对啊现在就感觉 I was so young 有什么好急的
definitely so 慢慢来 guys 慢慢来
但是英语不是有个说法 the grass is always greener.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. So there's benefits to the single life and the taken life.
I'm taken. 可以说 I'm taken, 就是我现在不是单身
了。可以。
I'm not available.
Yeah, I'm not available. I'm taken. I have a boyfriend, girlfriend, 等等。
既然讲到 taken 或者 single 很多朋友经常会问我们说哎呀单身狗英语怎么说单身狗
Yeah, we don't really say that, single dog
英语里面有一个说法 a singleton
Yeah, you could say that 我不是经常说
I feel like it's more British 更加英式英语就是 single 然后后面加一个 T-O-N 就是 Oh, I'm a singleton
Oh, he's still a singleton
但是讲 singleton 的时候就也有一种我觉得是带有羡慕的 It's like, oh yeah, they've got the freedom 就不是那种可怜的好像
Yeah, well, I don't know It sounds like simpleton So singleton to me sounds a little low
也是有点 miserable 所以就跟单身狗可能比较像
Yeah, I think so Usually if you're like If you're single and you're living the life You could say something like, you know They're an eligible bachelor
Eligible bachelor Bachelor 就是一个单身的男性
You could also say eligible bachelorette
Bachelorette Eligible 的意思就是他条件很好是不是
Yeah it's kind of like eligible It's like basically if someone were to meet you 他们会看好你 They would think like Oh he's got a good job Or his life is good You know he or she is really put together
就是是 marriage material、
hey, there you go.
就英文里面如果你说一个人是 marriage material 就是说他可能经济条件不错工作也不错、mm-hmm. 然后也比较稳定、mm-hmm. 是吧就是很适合结婚的对象
exactly、
嗯好那今天节目的最后呢还是要问 Spencer 最最关键的一个问题就是美国人到底会不会去相亲、
If you go on like a 相亲 I think if your family arranges it That's、really rare now、
在美国是比较少见的家里
But you know your friends introducing you to somebody、I think that's pretty common
Yeah because I think playing matchmaker is fun They work out and you feel really good
、So you're quite the matchmaker eh Jenny
我从来没有成功的给人做过 So I can't say I'm a good matchmaker 但是我们的听众们你有没有什么成功的做媒的经验或者你有没有什么好的或者不好的或者好笑的相亲的经历都欢迎告诉我们到我们的微信公众号开言英语在今天节目的留言里面跟我们分享那也感谢大家在春节假期期间还收听我们的节目、
mm-hmm.
Thank you very much Hope you're enjoying your CNY break And we'll see you next time 再见
Yeah that's right 新年快乐 Bye bye